I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. That attack in Portland, Oregon last week has me, and I reckon many of you, thinking about the kind of bravery it takes to jump in and help someone being harassed, and also the kind of bravery it takes to go out of your home wearing a visible sign that you're Muslim. Both forms of bravery were on display in Portland when two men died trying to help two young women on a train, one of them wearing hijab. This next story is about hijabs and about the women who wear them and the comments they get about that. It's a more upbeat story. There's a music video that came out a couple of weeks ago, and I gotta say, it's a good one. It begins with a group of women sitting quietly, not moving, almost like they're in a Renaissance painting that comes to life. The women are wearing all different kinds of hijabs. The song is called Hijabi Wrap My Hijab.
What their hair look like, bet their hair look nice. Don't that make you sweat? Don't that feel too tight? Yo, what your hair look like? Bet your hair look nice. How long your hair is, you need to get your life. You only see Oriental, you steady working that dental. You popping off at the lip and run your mouth like a treadmill. Not your exotic vacation, I'm bored with your fascination. I need that paper, paper, paper if you want education.
Mona Haydar is a poet, rapper, and an activist, and she joins me now in the studio. I've got to say, Mona, I've seen a lot of music videos, but this song, Hijabi, Wrap My Hijab, it's not quite like anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, so the song is about women. It's about loving women, no matter where we come from, no matter what we look like, that it's all love. And it's our story to tell when we want to tell it. The video features me. I'm 8 months pregnant in the video. I think that's one of the reasons the song is going a little bit viral. People aren't used to seeing a hip-hop video that features a woman who looks like that.
There's this kind of frustration that emerges like right from the first lyrics. What triggered this? Was there like a moment where you got asked one too many silly questions about your hijab and you said, I got to write a song about this?
Yeah. So we were in the studio, my producer and I, and he's like, you know, what are kind of the things people ask you about? You know, what does your hair look like? Do you take a shower with that on? You know, can your husband see your hair? So just stuff like that, that, you know, if you just kind of use your rational brain, you can kind of figure that out for yourself, you know.
I mean, there is fascination from the sidelines, and then there is kind of sincere curiosity. Like, I, as a white man who is curious, how would you suggest me to inquire about this particular tradition?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's every Muslim woman's role to educate the public about what hijab is or what she's doing with her body, just like it's not a woman's job to explain herself all the time when she's choosing to do things or not to do things. In that same way, when people are curious and approach me with genuine curiosity, I'm almost always open to talking. When people approach me with defensiveness, and I've often been told that I'm brainwashed and that's the only reason that I'm Muslim.
What's the context for you being told you're brainwashed?
Yeah, so like, you know, I've heard it a million times that religion is this divisive thing in the world, and you seem very smart. Like, why are you, or I'm brainwashed for wearing hijab. And I'm always like, you know what, that's a very patriarchal comment to start with. The fact that I, as a Muslim woman, cannot choose hijab for myself. You know, for some women, it's empowering to take their clothes off. And for me, especially as an American, part of my freedom isn't choosing to wear whatever whatever the F I want, basically.
Right.
So I'm over here like, you know, this is me and this is how my feminism intersects with the rest of my life.
So Mona, there's actually one verse in Hijabi that I'd like us to unpack. The verse goes, me and my hijabi ladies, we was born in the 80s, so pretty like the Euphrates, party like some Kuwaitis, deeper than some diplomas,
current like some hot yoga, taking back the misnomers and teleporting through trauma, teleporting through trauma.
Those last two lines, taking back the misnomers and teleporting through trauma, can you explain that?
Yeah, so as a woman who comes from a colonized context, as a Syrian American, you know, Syria was colonized by the French, and knowing that I'm a product of that. So when I go to Syria, I'm celebrated for the lightness of my skin, whereas here I see it as sort of this symbol of my colonizers. And so even today, like, Muslims have experienced a spike in hate crimes against Muslims, specifically against Muslim women who wear hijab. And so for that being true, I'm over here saying, you know, in spite of the trauma, in spite of the oppression, we're going to turn up. We're going to have a great time. We're going to live our lives out loud, full of joy, and celebrate the blessings in our life. And in doing that, allowing the trauma to work itself out. And one of the things that I hope the song has done is bring some levity and some joy to the hearts of people who are feeling, you know, some kind of way right now, some kind of way that's not so great.
You're just jealous of my sisters, these mixtures, these hippies, these prissies, these Sufis, these Reddies, these Sunnis, these Shiris, Yemenis, Somalis, Lebanese, Pakistanis, these Sudis, Sudanis, Iraqis, Punjabis, Afghanis, Yazidis, Khadijis, Indonesians, Egyptians, Canadians, Algerians, Nigerians, Americans, Libyans, Tunisians, Palestinians, hidden beyond the Mekong and Laos, Senegalese and Burkina Faso.
I'm curious, have you gotten any backlash from the Muslim community for this video, for the song?
I've gotten a lot of backlash. But one thing that the video has done, which has been super mysterious to me, is it's bridged a gap between those who are like uber Islamophobic and those who are really conservative Muslims. Mm. And they both agree that they really hate me. And it's just wildly entertaining to me, especially when I see like the same comments coming from those who hate all Muslims and say that I'm an ISIS mouthpiece simply by putting art out there that's meaningful to my heart and authentic to me as an artist. And then I have the Muslim community saying that I'm not even Muslim. So it's really funny that
those
diverging
are more Orthodox Muslims, yeah.
I don't know what they are. I mean, they're on the internet. Some Muslims believe that all music is impermissible. And so there are those who hold that opinion who just think that what I'm doing is just totally wrong. But I've done my research and I'm really comfortable where I am. And so they can have their criticisms. And I hope that, you know, if I were to put out a song and then just the lyrics without the music, maybe they could get into it. I don't know. I could try things like that, but we'll see.
All around the world, love women every shade of land. Be so liberated. All around the world, love women every shade of land. Power run deep, so even if you hate it, I still wrap my hijab, wrap my hijab, wrap my hijab, wrap my hijab. Keep swagging my hijab, swagging my hijab, swagging my hijab, swagging my hijab.
Mona Haydar and her song, Hijabi, Wrap My Hijab, bring the show to a close today. Cool tune and a cool video to boot. We've got it up right now on our Facebook page. Just search for The World. Enjoy it. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.
Nefertiti, no drama. Make a feminist planet. Woman haters get banished. Covered up or not, don't ever take us for granted. All around the world, love women every shade of and if you